In 2011, a person whose identity is not being released became ill and entered a Florida healthcare facility. Shortly after that person died, officials recovered that person's organs and gave them to four patients in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and Maryland.
There was no way to determine at that point that the organ donor had rabies.
Dr. Barbara Reynolds with the CDC says the transplant officials had no reason to suspect the donor had rabies, and tests for the virus were not performed. However, officials confirmed rabies was the cause of death for the Maryland man who got an organ from the Florida person.
What's interesting about this particular situation is that there was such a long period from the time the organs were transplanted until one of the recipients became ill and then died, and we were able to determine that there was a rabies link.
The CDC says it took more than a year for rabies symptoms to appear. Reynolds says it usually occurs within a few months. Officials are working with the three other patients, giving them anti-rabies shots.
At all times, the benefits from transplanted organs generally outweigh the risk from screen donors.
The CDC says such fatalities are rare. However, the last death from a rabies-infected organ happened in 2004. John Lawrence, WABE News.